The last sermon I'll preach behind this desk won't be the last sermon I preach this year. I'll be preaching until midnight. You will too. No matter where you go, what you do, you're preaching every day of your life, every minute, every second. You're preaching. It's either you are. I mean, you can't help it. You're living a testimony before people. So, but this is the last one I'll preach behind this sacred desk this year. And I want to leave you with this. We going to make it to the other side. Come on, get excited. We going to make it, son. Man, I was at Hamilton Nursing Home. Hey, Sister Molly. And went to pick my mom up to carry her to another nursing home. And we went in to get her, to put her in the wheelchair. She got in the wheelchair and she broke down and started squalling, just crying, tears flowing down her face. And one of the sweetest people I know, okay? I'll brag on you. I pastor y'all. I know a lot about you. One of the sweetest people I know is Molly Caruth. Yeah, Molly Caruth. I want to get the last name correct. Molly Caruth. Sweetest, humblest. If you want to see the definition of humble, look to her. Humble. Humble. We're sitting there getting mom ready and fixing the wheeler out. And she said, "Miss Shirley, can I pray with you?" And mama looked at her and she said, "Sweetheart, please do." Me and Brandy got there beside Miss Molly. Miss Molly knelt down. We all knelt down and grabbed mom there and we got to praying. And Miss Molly spurred this in my heart. She spoke something that day while she was praying to the Heavenly Father. And I said, it wouldn't have hit me that way if it wasn't scriptural. Scripture cuts like a knife. And she said, "Miss Shirley, you're going to make it through this. Lord, please let this family know they're going to make it through this." And I said, "I got to find it." And this morning, if you got a copy of God's Word, Mark chapter number 4, verse number 35 through verse number 41, we going to make it to the other side. Somebody needs that in their spirit this morning. We going to make it. I don't know what you've dealt with. It may be doom and gloom. You may have had a rough year. And I want you to know at midnight tonight, it ain't going to be no magical spell. It ain't going to be no new leaf. It ain't going to be overflow. It ain't going to be none of that. It's just going to be a new year. It ain't going to help you a bit, it being a new year. A new leaf ain't going to help you a bit. Only thing going to be different if the blood of Jesus is applied to your life. He is the helper. He is the healer. He is the name that's above every name. So this year, when it clicks over, you're not going to see a whole lot. But I promise you this, when you get a hold of that we're going to make it to the other side, midnight tonight's going to be sweet, amen? If you have a copy of God's Word, Mark chapter number 4 and verse number 35, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Oh, I thank God that you can even find Him in bad places, amen? Hey, you can find God in dark places. You can find God in desperate places. You can find Him there. If you'll just look for Him, He's always there. And the Bible says, "In the same day when the evening was come, He said unto them," read this with me, "let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took Him even as He was in the ship." You know, you got to take Jesus just like He is. You got to take Him just like you can't add nothing to Him and you can't take nothing from Him. You say, "Well, I don't like everything about Him." Well, you got to take Him like He is. He ain't going to change for you. You got to change for Him. He ain't going to change for you. He's not going to fit in your box. He said, "And they took Him even as He was," JD. "They took Him even as He was, and there were also with Him other little ships, and there arose a great storm of wind, and on a pillow, and they awake Him and said unto Him, Master, carest not Thou that we perish? And He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And He said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey Him?" Our Father and our God, as we bow in Your presence, I thank You that we're going to make it to the other side. I thank you that we're going to make it to places in our life that we thought we'd never make it. Father, we're going to see loved ones saved that we didn't think that would ever be saved. Lord, we're going to see people get broke from chains and bonds in their life that we didn't think was going to get broke, because it's not about us, it's about Jesus. Father, this morning we're going to see a building built over here, a debt free in the name of Jesus, because that you are the great I am. Father, this morning we claim victory at the end of 2023. We claim victory at the beginning of 2024. Lord, I pray this morning, whoever is bound down this morning, that they be set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. I pray this morning, whatever bondage has got them a hold of this morning, that they let go and let loose and let you have a free reign. Father, I thank you that I'm excited this morning, Father. I have a Father in heaven that sets high above all my problems, all of my trials, all of my troubles, everything that I see so great, you see that you can take care of it. And Lord, this morning, for the next few moments, speak to some man's soul, speak to some woman's soul, speak to some child's soul, and let them know that they're going to make it no matter what's going their way, whatever's coming against them, that they're going to make it to the other side because Jesus said so. Father, I love you and I thank you. Guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Let this whole message be all about you and nothing about me. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. As we come to the text this morning, we're going to make it to the other side. Here when we come, we see that in the book of Mark, chapter number 4, that after Jesus had got done teaching, he had teached his followers some things in the Word of God. In Mark, chapter number 4, and here he comes and he tells them, let's go to the other side. He said, I want us to go to the other side, and here's what I want you to get out of it. No matter what, you're going to make it to the other side. No matter how doom or how gloom it looks, you're going to make it to the other side. I thank God this morning, Sister Tracy, that even when we go to a funeral during Christmas, Brother Brent, Sister Patsy, even though we go to funerals during Christmas, we know our loved ones has made it to the other side because that the blood has been applied. Can I get an amen? And this morning I want you to give you three things and three reasons why you're going to make it to the other side, no matter come what may. I thank God this morning that, hey, God is on the throne and He is in control. Number one this morning, if you'll look with me in verse number 37, we're going to make it to the other side no matter the storm that rises in your life. No matter what kind of storm arises this year, no matter what comes your way, you're going to make it to the other side. If you're in the boat, if you're in the ship, if you took Jesus just like He is, hey, can I say to you this morning, He ain't no rock and roll Jesus. He ain't no tattoo Jesus. You know what He is this morning? He is a high and lifted God this morning. He sits high above the throne. He sits in the heavenly places, and we worship Him because of who He is. This world has got Him distorted. But my friends, I want you to know this morning, we serve an awesome God. Amen? And no matter what storm rises, you're going to make it through it. Look what He says in verse number 37. When these disciples got in the boat, they didn't know the storm was going to come. Hey, when you got saved, did you know some of the storms is going to come your way? Has come your way? Why, of course not. Why, preacher? Because number one, storms are not predictable. You can't predict storms no more than anybody else. You know what a weatherman does? He can tell you what might happen. He can tell you what he thinks will happen, but he's not in control of the weather. Hey, I want you to know there's only one in control of the weather, and that is God Almighty. And this morning, I want you to know when these got in the boat and they started going to the other side, all they had was a word from God. He said, get in the boat. This morning when I got saved, I didn't know I was going to be a preacher, Brother Les. I didn't know I was going to be at this church. All I knew is He told me to get in the boat. I got born again. I got in the boat. I've been in the boat. I can't fall out of the boat. I can't get out of the boat. I can't jump out of the boat. It's by the blood of Jesus that I'm in the boat. Amen. Oh, this morning I'm excited to report to you that you can't predict storms. Hey, storms rises in your life. He says here in verse 37, and there arose a great storm of wind. And you can't predict that storm. It's going to blow every which way it will. You say, preacher, are you sure about that? Do you remember in Atlanta, Georgia that year that they had that ice storm? And everybody had predicted that it might miss Atlanta, but they need to be prepared. And nobody took heed or took warning to it. And it wasn't long, they had an ice storm. And out there on them busy interstates in Atlanta, Georgia, they had all kind of wrecks. Hey, people were running out of food and running out of water because a storm had caught them off guard. Can I say to you this morning, morning that you're going to make it through, because a storm does not catch God off guard. Amen. I see this morning that storms are not predictable, but I also see that storms are not partial. They're not predictable. They come in everybody's life. It don't matter who you are this morning. A storm will raise in 2024. I guarantee you that this morning. There's going to be a storm come your way. And you're going to say, preacher, how am I going to get through it? The only way you'll get through that storm is by our Savior Jesus Christ. Hey, storms are not predictable. And they're not partial. They don't just pick some and not some. Some gets bad. Some don't. They come to everybody. Look what he says in verse 37. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Just because you're saved doesn't mean that the wind can't get to you. Just because you're saved don't mean that the water can't get in the boat. Just because you're saved, it don't mean that storms won't come your way. But I got good news this morning. You're going to make it through it no matter the storm that comes. Number one, I see the storms are not predictable. I see number two, the storms are not partial. They'll come in anybody's life. But I see that storms are not pretty. When storms come and they rage and they come in, storms are not pretty. You say, preacher, what do storms do when they come? Usually they tear up. Usually they tear down. Usually they don't build up. They tear down what's all around them. When a storm comes, we try to get in our safe haven, try to get to our safe place. Can I say to you, that boat that they was in was not their safe haven. It was not their safe place. Their safe haven and their safe place was in Jesus Christ, because the word that he spoke that we're going to make it to the other side. He said, preacher, how do you keep on keeping on? It's because he spoke into my spirit. We're going to make it to the other side. No matter the storms that come, hey, man, not be partial, and they may not be predictable, and they may not be pretty, but I want you to know this morning, we're going to make it through them storms. Amen. I'm going to give you this. Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 45, the Bible says that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and he sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. This morning I see that you're going to make it to the other side no matter the storm that rises in your life. I thank God for that this morning, that when storms rises, I'm going to make it to the other side. But let me give you something else I've seen in the text in verse number 38. No matter the storm that rises, but no matter the fear that rages. No matter the storm that rises, and no matter the fear that rages. When a storm arises in your life, you know the first thing that comes is fear. Is fear comes in your life. Fear swells up. A bill comes in you can't pay. What do? You have fear. Your vehicle tears up. What do you have? You have fear. Things come your way. You have fear. You have fear. Doctor report you're waiting on. The first thing old Satan puts inside of you is fear. Hey, things go on. The weatherman says a storm's coming. You have fear. Can I say to you this morning, we have nothing to fear this morning because we have Christ Jesus. He is alive in our life. He told his disciples here, you may be in the storm, hey, but you got the one that can sail you through the storm. Oh, I see this morning, no matter the storm that rises and no matter the fear that rages, look with me in verse number 38, if you will. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep. Boy, that right there comforts me. What terrifies me and fears me, he sleeps through. What shakes my sail, son? What rocks my world? He's laying over there. He said, boy, that ain't nothing. That ain't nothing. I got you, son. I've done told you, we're going on over. We're not going to stay here forever. You know how long a storm lasts? I've heard people say this. It's been through a tornado. You may have been through one. They say it sounds like it lasted forever. And they look at their clock and it lasts like 10, 15 seconds. The storm that blows through, it feels like it's forever. But it's just a short time. You take it in this room in here right now, and you may have went through a storm in 2023, and you're in your 50s, and that's the first major storm you've ever been in. And that's all you think about is the storm and not all the other years that you didn't go through one. Why? Because Satan wants to get you off the one that's sailing you through and get you on the storm that's raging. I see, number one, no matter the storm that rages. Number two, no matter the fear that rages. Look at verse 38. Here's what they did. And they awake him and they said unto him, Master, carest not that we perish? Carest not that we perish? He said, preacher, what was they scared of? They were scared of the winds of this life when they came blowing and howling in, and they come howling in like on an old dark, cold night, the winds of the Satan and the things that he'll send our way. They got fear and they come swelling in there, the mistakes that they had made along the way. Should we have gotten the boat? Should we have tried to go to the other side? Should I do this? Should I do that? Can I say to you this morning, when God speaks to your spirit, you just do it. No matter the fear that rages, they were scared of the wind. Can I say they were scared of the waves? Not only the winds, but they were scared of the waves. Why? Because the waves was bigger than the ship that they was in. It was bigger. It done got big. It done got swelling waves. Can I tell you that they wasn't only scared of the wind and scared of the waves, but they were scared of the still small whisper that the Savior let forth. You see, when you're in your storm, all you hear is the majors. And when the Holy Ghost of heaven comes right up beside you, Brother Brent, and everything's going chaotic and there's a storm blowing, he says, it's going to be all right. It'll scare you to death. It'll scare you to death. Brother Lee, when the report comes in and everything looks bad, he says, it's going to be all right. It'll scare you to death. It'll scare you to death when everything looks like it's going to be under and it ain't going to work. And he says, it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. Wind might blow. Seas might rage. But I can whisper and I can calm everything inside of you. You ever seen somebody had something going on and everything outside of them is going crazy, but on the inside, you say, how are they so calm? How are they walking through that? They're walking with the one that sailed their ship. Let me show you this in the book this morning. I want to show you this. Look what he says here, if you will, with me in verse number 39. And he arose, and he rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Here's what the Bible says in Matthew chapter number 10 and verse number 28. And fear not them which kill the body but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. I see this morning we're going to make it to the other side no matter the storm that rises, no matter the fear that rages, because we got a Savior that cares. We got a Savior that cares. Here's where I want to stop with you just for a moment. I can't help but get excited. I can't help it. I just get excited. I can't help it. I can't help it. I told just Tracy a while ago, I'm not a funeral preacher, I'm just a preacher. I try not to get excited, but man, that Holy Ghost gets raising up. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Am I talking to anybody this morning? Knowing that I'm going through storms, and he's speaking to me and saying, it's going to be okay. Mama's in the wheelchair. Mama's not doing good, but I hear Sister Molly speak this, and she's talking to my mama, she's talking to God, I'm just listening in, and he's speaking to my soul, telling me it's going to be okay. You're going to make it through. You're going to make it through this. Oh, Lord, you don't know, but look what he's done brought you through already. But, Lord, you don't know this storm. This is the biggest one ever. He said, but I thought the first one was the biggest one ever. But, Lord, you don't know, but I've done brought you through some big ones, and I'm going to bring you through some more. Because we got a Savior that cares. We got storms that rages. Oh, man, well, they're raging. Everybody in this room's got something they could talk about. We got fear that rises. And the only way you'll get it put under bay is that you got a Savior that cares. Let me show you this in verse number, if you will. In verse number 39, you say, how do you know the Savior cares? Because he rises above our storms. He rises above our storms. Look what he says. Glory. In verse 39, and he arose. He arose. Can I give you a little side note here, though? If you're going to wake the master, you better obey him. If you're going to wake him from his sleep, you better obey him. If you're going to cry unto him and say, Lord, I need you. And he says, okay, here's the way out. Go that way. Don't go the other way. If you're going to wake him up, you might as well go ahead and obey him. I'm just saying. He said he rose above the storm. Lord said, and he arose above the storm. In verse 39, not only my Savior rises above the storm, but my Savior rebukes the wind that blows. It says in 39, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. You know what that means, peace be stilled? It's to muffle. It's to muffle. Brother Kevin's a mechanic. If I go out here in this car lot and I cut ever exhaust off, will they be loud? No exhaust. If it don't muffle, it's loud, ain't it? You got to put a muffler on it to keep it from being loud. He said, peace be still. What did he do? He muffled that storm. He put a muffler on it where it couldn't, the wind couldn't be boisterous no more. It couldn't be loud no more. He quietened that storm that was in them men's lives. He didn't, at the moment, he didn't take the storm completely away. He spoke to the storm and then the storm ceased. See, in your life right now, he's going to speak to that storm before it ceases. We want it to cease and then him speak. We want to get out of the storm. You know what? They were still in the ocean. Be still. I'm going to ask you a question. Would you rather be in a storm and have Jesus than out of a storm without Jesus? I'd rather be right slap in the middle of a storm with Jesus. Because I've been in them both ways. Give me Jesus. He muzzled or he muffled that storm. He's got the power to do that. If the wind and the seas obey him, he can do that to any problem in your life this morning. The story's told about an old man. He loved paintings. Loved paintings. And he was getting to the end of his life and he was going to die and he loved paintings. And he had millions and millions and millions of dollars of paintings hanging all on his walls. But he had one man that came and he said, I want you to auction off my paintings. And he said, I've got one painting left and I want it to go first. And he said, he looked at it and he said, what is that mess? What is that there? He said, that's the painting that my son drew me. And he said, that? You're going to put that up against all of this fine stuff? And he said, that's what I want done. It's my will. It's my will and testimony. It's my last word. That's what I want done. And the auctioneer said, well, okay then. And they got out there that day, and I'm talking about storms and muffled the storm. Hush them up. Hush them up in your life. So they got out there, and they got to auction it, going ready to auction it off. And the auctioneer got up, and he said this. He said, right now, he said, we're going to auction off this picture. They pulled it out, and everybody in the crowd started hollering, we don't want that one. We don't want that one. We want the good ones. We want the pretty ones. We want the nice ones. And he said, that ain't the way it goes. That ain't the way the man wanted it done. He said, we're going to auction this in first. We're going to auction this in first. Do I have a bid? Nobody would bid on it. One old man that was a house cleaner around the place, picked up trash, picked up garbage. He said, I'll bid on it. So what's your bid? He said, $10. He said, going once, going twice, so auction's over. What? There are $1 million hanging everywhere. And you've done closed the auction. We ain't got the bid. He said, the rest of the story is this. Whoever bidded on that piece, whoever got the son, got it all. Whoever gets the son got it all. Whoever wanted the son that wasn't pretty, that didn't look good, that didn't look like it had no value, to the one that would take him, gets it all. You know what he did to all the naysayers? He muffled them. He muffled that storm. This morning, it may be in your life, and you say, preacher, I don't know what to do. You listen to me. You take the son every time. You take Jesus every time. You muffle the naysayers. You muffle the crowd because you've got a Savior that cares. I see one more thing, and I'll close with this, and I want you to think about this. In 2024, who are you going to stand with? Are you going to stand with this world, or are you going to stand with Jesus? Me and my daughter was going across these hills yesterday, Friday. We was going across these hills, and we was talking about things of this world. And she said, Daddy, what about convictions? I said, shallow convictions is shallow Bible reading. Shallow convictions. If you let everything go in your life, your Bible reading is shallow as ever can be. Shallow convictions is shallow Bible reading. I know saved people ain't got no more convictions than a man in the moon. Nothing bothers them. Nothing cares. There's not a care in this world. Storms rages. It don't bother them. It don't shake them. They ain't got no conviction about them. They won't stand on nothing. Now, can I give you a little something? You're fixing to come to a time. You better get ready to stand or you're going to be called out. I've done made up my mind, Brother Les. I'm going to stand on that old blessed book. He stood by me way too long for me to back up now. Amen. Hey, when I was hell bound, he saved me. And man, I'm telling you what, deeper you get in that book, deeper convictions you're going to get. You're going to get convicted about stuff you didn't think you'd ever get convicted about. Drinking, drugging, sleeping around with people. You'll get convicted about that. And it'll change your life for eternity. It'll change you for eternity. You won't have to ask, can I do this, can I do that? You'll read that old blessed book and you'll say, I can't do that. Well, I'm saved. I can do what I want to. Read your book. It'll tell you different. You know what he did? He said, Master, carest not that we perish? You know what he said? He said, be still. Be still. Be still. I got a dog I got off Brother OJ. Love that dog to death. And here's all I got to do with that dog. He can be running, branding, and holler. He won't pay a bit of attention. He'll hit that hill, Shay Taylor. I didn't want to fool with him much, so I put a shock collar on him. I don't even use it no more. I took a little time with him. That's how my Christian life is. God don't have to shock me no more because he's took time with me and I've took time with him. Oh, God. I don't have to get shocked like I used to, Brother Kevin. You know what I had to do with that dog? He can cut across that hill. Brother Harold, he can be going that way, just his opposite way, knowing he's fixing to get into trouble. And I can go, Come here, boy. Ha! And he'll wait. And he's looking. He says, is that him? Is that him? Or is that somebody else? This morning you're saying, the Holy Ghost is moving on me. Is that the preacher? Or is that somebody else? Is that the preacher getting to my heart? I hope it ain't the preacher. You know how many people the preacher's got to the heart and going to hell? Preacher salvation won't get you there. Holy Ghost drawing you to an old-timey altar will get you there. Giving your life to Jesus, being born again. That old dog, he's hard-headed. He'll get almost over that hill and he'll turn around. I go, come here. He'll run right back, turn right around, sit right back down there. What do? You scold him because he run over that hill? No. I pat him because he turned around. This morning, God, you know what he wants to do when you turn around? He ain't going to scold you. He's just going to pat you. Storms that rages in your life. I done got completely off subject, but God wanted to go this way. Completely off subject. But listen to me this morning. There's storms that rages. There's fear that rises. But there's a Savior that cares. You know what? I can do anything I want to do. I'm saved. And I can. I have a free will. But I don't want to, Brother Dalton. I don't want to. I read the book. Why would I want to hurt my daddy? I've read the book. Let me give you this, and we're going to close. I want you to think about this. Oh, my goodness. Jesus, thank you. Not only does he rise above our storms and rebuke the wind that blows, but he remains the same. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. No matter what you have faced this year or what you face tomorrow, we're going to make it through to the other side because Jesus said so. Titus 1:2, the Bible says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Y'all remember the old hymn writer, I need thee every hour, Brother Garrett? I need thee every hour, protect me by thy power. Y'all remember that song? Said the old songwriter didn't really know the depths of it until one day they was on a busy intersection corner. They said they was on that busy intersection corner and traffic was going and they had to cross to the other side. And when we went to cross to the other side, they was looking both ways. And his little girl reached up right where he was at, grabbed him by the hand. And he said, Daddy, I need thee every hour. Can you please lead me to the other side? Can you please lead me to the other side? There's some of you in here this morning, you know exactly what I'm telling you this morning. You know you can't even walk without him holding your hand. You know you'll never make it to the other side if you ain't got him. The Bible tells us that I need thee every hour to protect me by thy power. Said he reached down and grabbed that little girl by the hand and led her to the other side. Can I say to you tonight, if you're saved, this morning, if you're saved, when the clock strikes 12 o'clock tonight, 12:01, you still got the same God. He ain't new. He ain't a new age God. He ain't a rock and roll God. He ain't a Harley Davidson God. He ain't a hillbilly God. He's God. And he's made you a promise that he's going to lead you to the other side. This morning, if you got any doubt in your mind that you're going to make it to the other side, come to this altar. This morning, if you got storms raging in your life, come to this altar. This morning, if you got fear and you say, Preacher, I don't know how I'm going to keep on keeping on. Let me tell you this. You're not going to if you don't get right where you need to be with the Lord. I'm telling you, that fear, it'll swell you up, son. It'll eat everything inside of you alive. But the greatest thing is you got a Savior that cares. Father, I love you and I thank you for this morning. I thank you for the Holy Ghost that's in this room. Father, I thank you for deep convictions that you've put on my life. Deep convictions. Lord, I thank you that I don't do nothing in my own power, but I try to do it in your power. I thank you for the deep convictions of this church. Lord, we don't want to be like every other church. Lord, we don't want to be like everyone else. We want to be your church. Whatever it takes, whatever you got to rent in my heart and take away from me, do it. Father, that's my life. Father, I give you my eternity, my life. Lord, I pray, as the Bible said, for me and my house will serve the Lord. Joshua didn't ask his wife, are we going to serve the Lord? Joshua didn't turn to ask his kids, do you want to serve the Lord? No. Joshua said, for as me and my house, we will. And that meant they had to get under subjection. They had to get under the spout where the glory run out. Lord, this morning, that whoever's walking in a storm, I want them to know they're going to make it to the other side. If they'll get to that place in their life where they say, for me and my house, hey, we're going to serve the Lord. And Father, I know I'm talking to you this morning, Father, just like I talked to you in my own private time. But Father, that's how me and you talk. Lord, you know my heart this morning, and I want to see this place in 2024 not be bigger and not be better. But I want to see it blessed by the hand of God. Whatever that takes, whatever that is, Father, that's what we want here. And we want you to start afresh this morning in our hearts. And let us speak the name of Jesus over whoever would come to this altar. We ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say. I ask you to stand.